Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please, press the number one to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please, press the number one to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, the raid on the African People's Socialist Party. the FBI alleges that the African People's Socialist Party is under the direction and control of Russian National, working for Russia's FSB, the Federal Security Service of the Russian Federation. I don't know if that sounds scary to y'all or not. So, African People's Socialist Party, I really was not familiar with these people, and they've been around since the Panthers fell. And I'm not saying that there aren't any bad Panthers. I'm talking about the Huey, Bobby Seale, and that bunch, since they were attacked, as we know, by Comatell Pro, right? Labeled number one enemy of America. Anyway, apparently, we have some people who kept the struggle, who were, you know, they stayed in the fight. The African People's Socialist Party, founded on May of 1972, Chairman Omali Yashitila, founded the, they call it the APSP, right? Of course. It was formed by the merging of three organizations: JOMO, because of its political experience, had a longer history, and it's based in the working class base and character. Other two organizations were the Black Rights Fighters from Fort Myers, Florida, and the Black Study Group of Gainesville, Florida. Funny how I don't know if anybody, you know, ever heard of these groups, but these guys have been at it since 72. They've been grinding. The African internationalism is the theory of the party, right? Internationalism, right? African internationalism is a theory that explains the world as well as the place and future of Africans in it. African internationalism recognizes that capitalism, born as a world economy, has its origin in the assault on Africa and the global trade in African captives, as well as ensuing European onslaught on most of the world, right? So he's saying basically Europeans trying to take over the world, right? And doing so, take over Africans, right? Aims and objectives are to lead the struggle of the African working class and oppressed masses against U.S. capitalist colonialist domination and all the manifestations of oppression and exploitation that result from this relationship. The relationship, right there. The party recognizes that the particular character of the oppression of African people within U.S. borders is domestic or internal colonialism, leading the struggle to end the system of domestic colonialism and smash the U.S. capitalist colonialist state is the immediate task of the African People's Socialist Party. USA and the African working class in the USA, right? United States. The African People's Socialist Party has been in existence for more than 40 years. I think it's about 50, maybe one or two more years more than that. Do the math. It's not calculus. It rose out of the Black community and is one of the few organizations that has consistently maintained an anti-capitalist and a socialist an internationalist perspective. All right, that's a lot right there, because it's, you got capitalists, anti-capitalists, you got pro-socialists, and internationalists, which we know we're talking about Africans, right? So-called Africans. We're going to use the term African. I know people say have a lot to say about that word. We're using the term African to represent black people all over the planet. African descent, right? All right, so we don't have to get into any kind of debate on who's African and who's not, nothing like that, right? There's another chapter called the Uhuru Movement. The U-H-U-R-U. Uhuru Movement. The Uhuru Movement is a worldwide organization. Y'all know this is worldwide. Under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party, uniting African people as one people for liberation, social justice, self-reliance, and economic development. See, if you want the world to be free from oppression, there is a place for you in this movement. The nonprofit African People's Education and Defense Fund, the APEDF, builds dynamic community programs and institutions that address the needs of African people around education, health, and economic development. The Uhuru houses in St. Petersburg, Florida, and Oakland, California, with Akawaba welcome halls, are economic and cultural hubs of activity with community participation. Message. Anyway, in programs such as the Halloween Haunted House, St. Pete's Kids Got Talent, Black Love, Comedy Jam, Town Hall Meetings, and low-cost community rentals. Low-cost community rentals. That's comes from that socialist ideology right there, right? For over two decades, the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement has fought courageously for justice for African victims of police brutality. Now, you thought that Black Lives Matter was the only people doing that. Think again. And defend the right of African people to resist colonial oppression. Right? The International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement also fights for the African community's right to community control of education and housing. Community control of education and housing. All this is leaning toward socialist ideology, right? Community control of education and housing, right? The goal of Black Star Industries, BSI, is to begin the process of building an economic system for African people. Africa and Africans have taken care of Europe and others for more than 500 years. While African people have faced hardships and starvation in Africa and throughout the world. Now, that's a lot right there. Because you might be wondering, so who might want to raid this place? Well, we did talk about bringing to an end of the capitalist system, right? So we're going to get into that. Just a little information for tonight's show. Colonization, right? It's the action or process of settling among and establishing control over the indigenous people of an area, right? So, it's like somebody coming in your house and controlling you. basically. Smashing the capitalist colonial state alone would make the APSP, African People's Socialist Party, an enemy or at least a target of the oligarchs of any capitalist colonizing country. As history has shown us, black unity has always been a threat to white power. The APSP charges the capitalists with being cruel, colonizing masters and enslavers of the African world. Socialism and or communism is supposed to be the enemy of capitalism. Germany was a democracy until dictator Adolf Hitler and company came into power or control over economics and politics, right? Yet these two enemies, America and Russia, came together to fight in two world wars. You see that, actually, you can see that on film. Horrific wars. So, to rule is to dictate. However, whoever has the power to rule, power over economics and politics, rules and dictates, right? Whoever has the power to rule has the power to rule, power over economics and politics, rules or dictates, right? So you control the economics and politics of any country, you rule that country, no matter who you are, right? Unless you truly live in a democracy, you live in some form of dictatorship. There is more to living in a democracy than casting a vote. I think Americans are learning that. Voting is effective if you have true, fair, dedicated, fearless representation in government. Amidst a history of trauma, these African descendants have managed to unite in moral, ethical, social, spiritual, political, and economic unity. So we, you know, I'm going to give them a hand of applause just for that. Oppression is prolonged, cruel, or unjust treatment or control. That's from dictionary. The Cambridge Dictionary says a situation in which people are governed in an unfair and cruel way and prevented from having opportunities to freedom. Now, I know a lot of times when they talk about reparations for black people, they go all the way back to slavery, and they just forget the whole thing about Reconstruction, Jim Crow and all that stuff, and, you know, Martin Luther King and them getting hosed and bitten by dogs and thrown in jails, police, you know, knock them in the head, you know, can't drink out the same water fountain, inferior schools, inferior everything, right? So it's just say we was on more than just the back of the bus, right? And Wikipedia says oppression is a malicious or unjust treatment or exercise of power, often under the guise of governmental authority or cultural opprobrium, right? Appropriation, right? So oppression may be overt or covert depending on how it is practiced, right? So people can oppress you in a way where it doesn't look like it's get on the back of the bus, we don't serve niggas, you know, things like that, right? Redlining and things like that. You can be oppressed in other ways, right? Oppression refers to discrimination when the injustice does not target and may not directly affect everyone in society, but instead targets or disproportionately impacts specific groups of people. African Americans, right? So, That's a lot right there. This is 2022. We had a black president. We got black mayors. We got black people in the houses. Black this, black that, right? Black police, black, right? So some people might be wondering, are we to believe that the 13th, 14th Amendments and the Civil Rights Act of 1964 didn't provide African Americans with equal rights, equal treatment in America? African Americans continue to be subjected to American colonization and oppression, and that sovereign African nations are being colonized and oppressed in the interest of capitalism? Say it ain't so. It's 2022. See the book called We Charge Genocide, the historic petition to the United Nations for release from a crime of the United States government against the Negro people. Just in case somebody listening don't know what a Negro is, we came a long way. We came here as ourselves. Then they kept us from being who we were, called us niggas. I think we switched to Negro. Then I think we went to colored people, black, African-American, so forth like that. So, you know, we had a lot of evolutions in the country and, you know, to be expected from people who are cut off from who they are. People's World says, we charge genocide. The cry rings true 52 years later. This is from People's World. It's an article. Said that we charge genocide. The cry rings true 52 years later. What do you mean, 52 years later? What? Just had a black president, right? Got black mayors. You got black police chiefs. Black. What's going on? It says just over half a century ago, Paul Robeson, right? I think he's from Philly. He got a house in Philly somewhere. And William L. Patterson, two giants of the struggle for African-American equality, delivered to the United Nations a petition titled, We Charge Genocide, the Crime of Government Against the Negro People, on December 17th, 1951. So, you know, you keep talking about, you know, they keep going back to actual chattel slavery with this whole, when they talk about reparations, but this thing was still bumping up, and it didn't stop in 1964. That's just when they passed the law, right? That impacted on legally impacted on what was happening to the African Americans in the United States, right? Anyway, December 17th, 1951, they presented the document to a UN official in New York. So that's just for people who said things happened a long time ago. It's not a long time ago that black people have suffered under the government and the people of the country, of the United States, of America. So what about Russia? I was like, what is it? What's going on with this Russia FSB? So the FSB, the Federal Security Service, is a federal executive body with the authority to implement government policy in the national security of the Russian Federation, counterterrorism, the protection and defense of the state border of the Russian Federation, right? The protection of internal sea waters, the territorial sea, the exclusive economic zone, the continental shelf, and their natural resources, ensuring the information security of Russia, right? And exercising the basic function of the federal security services specified in the Russian legislation, which we're not going to go over. As well as coordinating the counterintelligence efforts of the federal executive bodies that have the power to do so. I guess they get to work with the KGB, I guess so, right? So So the KGB was that's the one everybody knows. That's their CIA, and it's a was the primary security agency for the Soviet Union from 1954 until its collapse in 1991. The KGB served a multifaceted role outside of and within the Soviet Union, working as both an intelligence agency and a force of secret police, some of the same functions as the Department of Homeland Security in the United States today. The KGB, they say, had safeguarding the country from domestic and foreign threats, right? The African People's Socialist Party finds itself in the crosshairs of the FBI after the law enforcement agency claimed that a Russian national named Alexander Ionov, exercised direction or control over these groups on behalf of Russia's FSB. And I just told y'all, these groups been at it since 1972, right? It's 2022, right? I mean, it's 2022. Yeah, 2022, right? So, this sounds a little weird right there. This guy's been at it for so long now. This a Russian dude shows up and he's in charge. What's that all about? Anyway, from Democracy Now, they say it's a bogus charge. FBI raised African People's Socialist Party group dismisses Russian influence and claims. Well, I guess they would have to dismiss it because they've been at it since 1972. So, but what is Russia going to teach these black folks about their own suffering? A Russian. So, anyway. Leaders of the African People's Socialist Party say the FBI carried out a violent raid on its properties with flash grenades and drones early Friday morning in Missouri and Florida. The Pan-Africanist group has been a longtime advocate for reparations for slavery and a vocal critic of U.S. foreign policy, right? So, I don't know. They're making that much noise. They must be making a lot of noise. I don't know what kind of noise they're making because I never heard of them. But the government probably had an eye on them since 72. The raid appears to be connected to a separate incident of a Russian man accused of using U.S.-based groups to spread Russian propaganda and tampering with U.S. elections. Pay close attention to what they're saying. They're saying that they're using this Russian guy is coming over here, right, using groups like the African People's Socialist Party to spread propaganda and to tamper with U.S. elections. And we all know who tampered with the elections here, right? So the leader said, O'Malley Yeshitala, right? He's the chair of the American People Socialist Party. Said he was zip-tied while his home was raided. He says the FBI's implication that their group was taking orders from Russians is the most ridiculous, asinine narrative. It's an attack on the right of black people. It's an attack on our struggle for the absolute total liberation of every square inch of Africa. The African People's Socialist Party stands on its own and is able to make determinations for itself. We've been doing so for the last 50 years, right? That means there's no white savior for the African People's Socialist Party, right? He said, it proposes that African people don't have the capacity to lead and struggle ourselves. That take the rest from the Russian guy. I think he's described it pretty clear. It's ridiculous and asinine. So what about this election thing? We're going to get to that. The FBI raided several properties in late July in St. Louis, Missouri, and St. Petersburg, Florida, tied to the African People's Party, which leads the Uhuru movement. The Pan-African group has also has the Pan-African group has been a longtime advocate for reparations for slavery, a vocal critic of the U.S. Foreign policy, right? So the raid came as the Justice Department indicted a Russian man living overseas named Alexander Ionov. I don't know how to pronounce that. U.S.-based groups using U.S.-based groups to spread Russian propaganda. So basically, say what I tell you to say about the United States. I'm going to teach you what to say. I'm going to put words in your mouth. I'm going to tell you what to do. Right? So Chairman said, African People's Socialist Party, he accused the FBI of targeting his group for their political work. He said, we're sitting at the dining room table discussing how we were going to be moving for the day, him and his wife, right? This man is 80 years old, by the way. His wife is responsible for and has organized a doula program to train African women, young women, in becoming doulas. This is a city where in the first year of life, enough black babies die to fill 15 kindergarten classes every year. So we're talking about that. And he said he was actually preparing to go to the gym. He's 80 years old. He's going to the gym. I need to get there because I've been going to the gym for 2 years. All right. And then we heard this loud racket outside. He said the noise from loudspeakers demanding that the residents of the property should come out with hands up and nothing in their hands. Loud flashbang grenades were exploding all around the house. And he said he was. He later learned that the back stairwell of the house also was under siege. He asked her to let him go down first, and then they jammed his cell phone. This is a serious. This is whoa. What is going on? He jammed his cell phone. This is like, is it Russian spies or what is going on here? Right? Do they have a history of violence? And said he went down the stairway and got to the bottom of the stairway and he got laser dots from on weapons bouncing off his chest. He's 80 years old. Now, I know they had surveillance on the house. I know they know who was in that house. They said a large armored vehicle was in front of the house. They said FBI agents, and he don't know who else was out there, but flak jackets and automatic weapons. His wife followed him down. On her way down, a drone, yes, a drone, went past her head going up the stairwell into the house. You know that this Russian guy is not in the country, but you don't know who's in his house that you should have been surveilling before you served a warrant of this nature. Anyway. They both went out and got zip-tied, so that's what happened. So this is what happened to these people, and I just tell you some of the, I just explained some of the work that they've done, things like that. They said they had a search warrant for his house, right? He asked to see the search warrant, and they conveniently didn't have it on them, but it was somewhere in the vicinity, and they get it. That's what they said, so. They said they were there because later that morning there was going to be an indictment out of Tampa, Florida against a Russian national. And should he ever come to the United States, he would be arrested that somehow the chairman's name was involved in this indictment. And so that was the basis they gave for the arrest. He said he didn't know at the time. But across town, another one of the officers was being attacked, the Office of the African People's Solidarity Committee. And they used battering rams, right, to get into the house. And upstairs, there were two residents. These were white people who were handcuffed at gunpoint. So somebody's mad at these jokers. These folks have stepped, you know, on somebody's toe. They had already knocked out the windows in his house. They knocked out some. They knocked some doors loose from the hinges. But like, listen to what's going on. They had came to the back stairway. As he mentioned, they used flashbang grenades in the rear of the house. Plaster was all over everywhere. I'm trying to figure out what is it. What is this production for? What is this huge, over the top, unnecessary production for? In St. Petersburg, Florida, 27 days after they had done what appears to have been a test run, with on July 2nd, with someone putting in pulling into the parking lot in broad daylight, and from his trunk of the car pulling a military grade flamethrower to torch the 15 by 25 foot red, black, and green flag that was on this 50-foot flagpole. The FBI, Homeland Security, local police came out. They refused to charge the guy with anything except some kind of misdemeanor mischief. They refused to characterize it as arson. Said it was not just some casual guy who just happened to have a flamethrower in his trunk, who didn't like us. He said, who did this? But that was the state. That the state was somehow involved. He said he felt the government was involved with this. It was a dry run. Then 27 days later, they would attack that same building, the same building, the same way that he referenced, where they came under attack in 1996 with 300 local, county, state, and federal forces. Now, usually if you have this type of forces, then you, don't you have surveillance that warrants that? I don't get it. This is not making sense. Anyway, so it's the same building, same time. They didn't say anything about Russians or indictments. In fact, nobody was arrested. They all they used all the tear gas at the time that they had in the city of St. Petersburg against them. They gassed them. Okay, I guess they didn't get the message in 1996, so they didn't come back. These guys not getting the message. So clearly they say, you know, Chairman says, the organization has been targeted. They stole cell phones. They stole laptops. They stole iPads. They stole something like 40 years of archives that they had in the building in St. Petersburg, Florida, of the history of the movement, of the party, and the struggle there in St. Petersburg. They also detained, they went to the residence of Akili Anai, who is a young woman who oversees most of the communications, right? Akili Anai, right. A-N-A-I, right? And they did some kind of corny stuff to get her. They say told her a lie that someone was breaking into her car to draw her outside of the house. And then at the time, they forced their way into her car as she opened it to check her car. They stole her cell phone, and she is one of those persons who was also a so-called unindicted co-conspirator along with him. So I guess her name was mentioned also. Penny Hess, Jesse Neville, and so, you know, we're waiting for the other shoe to drop, he said. So they waiting to see what the indictment is going to be on. The African People's Socialist Party has been in existence for more than 40 years, as I just said. It rose out of black community and is one of the few organizations that has consistently maintained an anti-capitalist and socialist and internationalist perspective, and that is why they are targeted. Suddenly being accused of being on pawns of the Russian government. You know, Russians supposed to be communists, right? So this is reminiscent of the attacks on the Black Panther Party. They had socialist ideas, breakfast programs, and ideas about self-defense when being unjustly attacked by law enforcement, and much more. You know, that deserves, Black Panthers deserve their own show, but this sounds like the same kind of treatment they got. He said the United States is facing an existential crisis. He said it's losing its grip on the world. Suffered military defeat in Afghanistan, having suffered humiliation in Saudi Arabia, the country that Biden had said that he was going to turn into some kind of a pariah, and then having to find himself slithering over, first bumping the prince. I just think it's an existential crisis. So anyway, he said, Louis, we've transformed an entire most oppressed African community in St. Louis, and this is very, very, they're doing some good work. So when they came to get us out of the house, they came to Redbud 44, the most depressed, economically depressed, politically neglected place in St. Louis. We transformed much of that. Our party has done in pulling the people into actual active political work to change that community. I'm going to read that again. Our party has done in pulling the people into actual active political work to change the community. He said, we brought basketball courts where there were none. We built it ourselves. No city government, no help. We initiated a doula program with 20 young African women have just recently were in the program even as they were being attacked. He said this was happening, right? The doula program, right? We created programs for African men and women who are leaving prison. We created programs for African men and women who are leaving prison in workforce program, right? We bought properties where we were opening a bakery cafe to train people coming out of prison in culinary arts and things like this. We bought properties to house them once they get out. We brought properties to house them once they get out. That's to offset recidivism, the reason people might have to engage in criminal activity. So that speaks to, as they're talking about self-determination, self-reliance, self-determination, unity. Priceless, y'all. He said it's clear that they use Russia, this nonsense about, you know, Russia leading them or even, you know, getting them to spread propaganda. He said, we've seen white people scaling the walls of the Capitol, threatening to kill the vice president, the feet on the desk of Nancy Pelosi. And you talk about we have some role under the Russians of contaminating the pristine elections that happened in this country. Now, I think that's a joke right there about the pristine elections. We know a lot goes on with these elections. So, he said, we in the African People's Socialist Party are contaminating and undermining elections in this country. We are responsible for discrediting the United States around the world. It's the most ridiculous, asinine issue, he said. So, I think the chairman's got a point here. How can the African People's Socialist Party be responsible for discrediting the United States around the world? We know that they travel around the world handling their business. But is this the same United States who recently passed laws that also granted blacks civil rights they were systematically deprived of in 1964, that was the Civil Rights Act was passed? This is the same, you know, United States, they had to adopt the 14th, 13th, and the 14th Amendment had granted citizenship to those born or naturalized, you know, born in the United States, naturalized in the United States, including former slaves. That was the 14th Amendment. That was 1868. But they had to pass this 1964 thing to get these, well, we know how things are going with the Constitution anyway. United States, who on March 6, 1857, in the infamous Dred Scott decision, the U.S. Supreme Court decided that African Americans had no rights which the white man was bound to respect. That United States, St. Louis Dred Scott, Harriet, Eliza, and Lizard Scott would stay slaves, right? The same America who imprisoned Japanese Americans in prison camps in America during World War II? Is this the United States that invaded Iraq in March of 2003, falsely accusing them of having weapons of mass destruction? There were no weapons of mass destruction found in Iraq. I have personally spoken with people from other countries who describe the United States as aggressors, agitators, and usurpers. Now, the Republicans get denied for tampering with the U.S. election. From 538.com, they say, Republicans won almost every election where redistricting, right, was at stake, right? Party control of the redistricting process in each state after 2020 election, right? Using projected number of House seats states will have in 2021. These guys looking ahead while you looking at the day, you on the day, this guy's on this day 2 years from now. That's the way they rolling. So this redistricting, I don't know if people know about that. The process begins. We're carefully watching for, this is from democracydocket.com. As the redistricting process begins, we're carefully watching for ways Republicans can potentially game the system to increase their power in Congress at the expense of democracy. I'm not saying that. African People's Socialist Party didn't say it. This is from democracydocket.com. The shape of the district matters because their borders determine who votes in an election. And if drawn in certain ways, a district could artificially inflate or restrict the representation of a group of voters. This is called gerrymandering, the act of drawing electoral districts for political gain. Republicans are gerrymandering experts, they said. Instead of running on popular ideas, they redraw the electorate to retain power. Now, if that's not tampering with election, I don't know. What do you want? Is somebody just come in and smash the vote machines and stand outside and tell people you can't vote? That's not democratic at all. It is a method of discouraging voting and weakening the collective vote of a particular community. Take a guess what community might be doing that to. And I don't even get it. Black people only 13% of the population. So it must be a Democrat-Republican thing. And so you just, these heavily, Democratic inner city or rural communities, you got to break them up. And I mean, it's evil genius. I'm going to give them, I'm going to give them that. Because when you see evil genius, you got to acknowledge it. But it hurts the whole thing about this country being a democracy. So you may say that these guys are spreading propaganda. Propaganda is information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. I was just wondering about that. I'm like, okay. Information, biased or misleading. Misleading. Because we get a lot of misleading information around election time. Is that like telling black voters that you have their back in order to get their vote? What about saying, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black? Does that sound like propaganda? We call that something else in the BS, right? I'm trying not to cuss. But y'all know what the BS stands for, right? Anyway, from the NPR, black voters say they will hold Biden to his promise to have their back. The black voters are going to hold Biden to have their back. Okay, so anyway, they're going to have their back, all right, with a knife in it, an axe in it. When he delivered his victory speech, President-elect Joe Biden made it clear that more than anyone else, it was the black voters who saved his once struggling campaign and delivered him the presidency. He said, and especially those moments when his campaign was at its lowest end, the African-American community stood up again for me. You always have my back, and I'll always have yours. That's what the man said. So, talking about people with propaganda, lying and misleading. So if Obama, the black man that was in the White House, right? If Obama did nothing specifically for black people, why would black people expect Biden to do anything specifically for black people? Pay attention to the words specifically, not something that black people benefit from and Latinos benefit from, Asians benefit from, whites benefit from. Who else we got? Wherever. You know what I'm saying? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about specific. We have specific laws that prohibited black people from doing things, right? And then he solicited the black vote. So that's pretty specific. He said so himself, the black community helped him save his campaign, right? Anyway, even Biden's plan is not specifically targeting black people. Joe Biden was quick to write executive orders or support legislation that specifically targets illegal aliens, the LGBTQ agenda, and Asians being attacked. And even though the FBI said attacks have increased on black people in this country, they are the most targeted people in this country. That's from the FBI, right? Okay? The agenda for African-American peoples claims to target racial disparities, all right? So we got a lot of so-called racists in this country, right? We ain't going to get into all this no such thing as race, anything that we know how we use the word. Go along with me. This is what these guys are referring to, right? What race you from, right? From democracydocket.com, it goes on to say the African People's Socialist Party We are busy all over the world. That is dangerous, depending on who you are, right? We have actual political organization in South Africa, throughout the Caribbean, in West Africa. We are there in the slums in places like Everton Township in South Africa. Various places, right? So they saying they're going to the grassroots. So they say, so we have a problem. We are throughout the Caribbean as an organization. So we are a problem. Yeah, you're a problem. You're a potential problem. You're like a bump. So the United States identified, obviously, three strategic enemies, he said. One of them clearly is Russia. The guy, can you imagine that? You fought two world wars with this guy. I'm talking about rumbling. I ain't talking about no. I'm talking about, hey, you know, we win some, lose some, kind of like battles. Two world wars with Russia. He said that Russia is clearly an enemy. China, the other one. Anybody look at stuff in your house and see where it's made and how many things, items you have that say and have seen in your lifetime that says made in China. China, the other enemy that is they're dealing with right now. And he said that Africa is the other one. Now, Africa has a lot of resources. I don't know if people know it, but it has many resources in Africa. That's where the Saudis got the oil wells, and there was just probably a lot of untapped stuff there, right? China is in Africa right now. So they put forth their first four-star black general, and they've given him the job of presiding over Africa command. I didn't know that. I don't know everything anyway, so do not be surprised by me not knowing something. So, They put a black four-star general on Africa. That's what he's basically saying. So they're using a that sounds like a meritorious manumission, which I'm going to go back to that because we had problems with the last show, blackout and technical issues. But they put a black military officer over Africa, he says. He said, in a contest with Russia and China in Africa, right, with black people in Africa, that's why you have the first black Secretary of Defense, they call him, in its history. So Africa is the enemy, he said. Woo! So they're trying to carve Africa up, colonize Africa, he's saying. Right? And black people, if you remember, in 1969, the FBI declared that the Black Panther Party was the greatest threat to the internal security of the United States. I don't know if people even remember that, but know that. Do your own research. Read about the Black Panther Party. That was J. Edgar Hoover, high-heeled, wearing FBI, head of the FBI, right? And it was an organization dealing in internal affairs, and it didn't have the kind of organizational presence that the African People's Socialist Party had. Because I think Elvis Kleber went to Africa, but these guys here have actual organizations outside of the United States. So I'm wondering if maybe they went under the radar. Because it seemed like they would have tried to cut that, to stop that from happening. Because now you can't stop it. Because it's taking root. It's like seeds. Once the seeds of a tree go on your neighbor's yard, well, that neighbor got to have the opportunity to grow the same tree you had, or a bush or a vine or whatever. So once those seeds get planted, not going nowhere. As long as it gets nurtured, gonna, you know, grow. They say it's an attack on the right of black people. It's an attack on our struggle for the absolute total liberation of every inch, square inch of Africa and it's reunification, right? And it's reunification, and it's unification, not reunification, right? Along with the African people around the world in solidarity with oppressed and colonized people everywhere. Hell, that's most of the planet. So I guess this is a poor man's war. So the oligarchs must be shaking in their boots, or maybe a trickle of sweat, maybe, just maybe. They're anticipating, they're looking ahead, looking at what happens if this baby goes, if we allow this baby to go full term, what happens at the end of 9 months of the African people's party, right? What happens? Alexander Ionov, he's an unindicted co-conspirator, right? He and others have been spawning dissident movements within the United States, they say, right? Russians are spawning dissident movements in the United States. You know and I know that if the Russians are spawning dissident movements in the United States, I don't know if the Russians are spawning dissident movements in the United States. They asked him about that. He's not a Russian spy, you know. I think they say going trying to go with this man being this 80-year-old man being a Russian spy. He said, I just know the African People's Socialist Party is 50 years old and on the same trajectory we've always been. Say we've been redoing what we've been doing since 1972 and before, because he was a SNCC, right? So, you know, he said, I find it extremely problematic for the suggestion that somehow the Russians, we needed the Russians to tell us something that they already know. That makes a lot of sense to me. You know, it fits into the whole narrative about colonized people and black people being too stupid to see our own future and control our own affairs, that we need somebody to come and tell us that America is treating us bad. I mean, black folks been saying that forever, right? To this day, until this very day. George Floyd didn't happen. It wasn't the murder of Mike Brown that brought the African People's Socialist Party into Ferguson and St. Louis, right? That somehow the Russians had something to do with it. So they say they're not responding to none of these things, these incidents, these tragedies that are occurring in this country. Is the man from Russia had to come. They didn't know how to move. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to say till this man came from Russia to tell them what to do. He said they got emails, they're constructing some narrative that will defend what it is they've done. Sure enough, they're going to do that. That's what law enforcement does. They do something, then they figure out a way to defend it, right? They create a political offense against us, and then they're using the law. That's right. They're constructing a case using the law to punish us for what they cannot characterize as a political crime. And the political criminal in this instance is the United States government. Ooh. He said, this is something that somehow somebody paid us to say something about the genocide against African people. Black people went, in the 1950s, black people went to the United Nations, right, and charged the genocides, right? I just told y'all that Paul Robeson, right, the singer. And another brother, right? In 1982, they held a tribunal that in the world on reparations for black people. They had a tribunal for reparations for black people in this country. a world tribunal with international jurors playing a role in this. And we base it on international law. Oh, yeah, they smarty pants. See, this is, like, these guys, they're not just dealing with this country, this law. They going, it's like going to over the your boss's head. So that's scary, depending on who you are. They said, hadn't been charged with anything. They raided his house, handcuffed him and his wife. Flashback, bang grenades. What the hell was all that for? Is it me or does anybody else think that that's ridiculous? All these, anybody showing up with the AR-15s, red dots, flashbang grenades. Come on, man. It's almost as if they wanted to create chaos in order to kill somebody. Some of that, what's the brother named Fred Hampton when he killed him in bed? Something like that. They just wanted an excuse to kill somebody. So you create the environment where you can hurt people. And you're going to you get to court, as my friend says, you explain it away, how it happened, why it's just. He said, we expect also an attempt to separate people from these incredible programs that we've been doing, right? They're trying to make them the pariah, right? But much of this has been facilitated by white people who voluntarily pay reparations to African-American community through us. Y'all heard that? Much of the work they're doing is being facilitated by white people who voluntarily pay reparations to African American community through the African People's Socialist Party. You're getting white people involved. That's Fred Hampton was doing that. He died for that. I mean, he said we had 130 organizers. That is to say 130 cities that this white organization under our leadership is functioning in 30 states. So they haven't charged us yet, but that's the thing hanging over their heads. Oh, yeah, that's too much unity. Some people don't like unity. Some people don't like black folks unifying. We are convinced that part of this also is to represent a threat. Of course it is. Anybody come to your house with grenades and guns, putting red dots on your chest, that is a threat. Trying to terrorize them, right? You can't communicate with us because the FBI is going to get your information. So if anybody talks to them, now you become a part of the investigation. We need your phone, right? We need your computer, right? And keep the people from supporting the program that they're doing. And now they have to spend money buying communications capacity equipment again. You know, videos, laptops, whatever they stole, they got to replace. But you can replace information. Anyway, because this thing about the unindicted co-conspirators provides them an opportunity anytime they want to file these charges. Unindicted co-conspirators. This is crazy. So he was asked about the raid in Mar-a-Lago, right? He said he hasn't heard anything about flashbang grenades going off at Trump's place. And I heard Trump had some top secret files. I haven't heard any flash bang grenades going off on any of those people climbing the walls at the Capitol. I'm just saying, is it because they were white that you didn't hear flashbang grenades going off? And you are a black organization? It speaks to the inequities in this country. There's an obvious contest that's happening between different sectors of the colonial ruling class in this country, right? Republicans and the Democrats, right? They're fighting for, the liberation of black people, the unification and liberation of Africa, and he said, We ain't going to stop.
He's 80 years old. This is an 80-year-old man with a lot of heart. And his wife. So I wonder, well, I'm going to say I wonder, why they were flash bang grenades, you know, and combat-grade weapons, and many men to serve a search warrant to an 80-year-old man and his wife, and no flash bang grenades going off at Trump's home during the raid on Mar-a-Lago. And he had top secret stuff, and they suspected him of having some very, very important documents. And on any of those people climbing the walls of the Capitol and attacking the Capitol Police, no flashbang grenades, no, you know, threats of violence like this. 80-year-old man, he dots on his chest. So what is the, as they say, this the African People's Socialist Party. Why is socialism viewed as such a monster in this country? A political and economic socialism, by from dictionary, socialism is a political and economic theory of social organization which advocates that the means of production, distribution, and exchange, that's economics, should be owned or regulated by the community as a whole. The community as a whole. We want a real democratic and pluralist left party, one which unites all those who believe in socialism. That's interesting. In Marxist theory, a transitional social state between the overthrow of capitalism and the realization of communism, right? That's what they say a traditional social state of is, right? Socialism is the first stage of the worldwide transition to capitalism, communism, I mean. So socialism moves to communism, which is, that's the boogeyman, right? Communism. Whoa, what the hell was communism? The hell we got to be afraid of that? Political theory derived from Karl Marx, advocating class war and leading to a society in which all property is publicly owned and each person works and is paid according to their abilities and needs. The gang of land and people grabbers in America would never surrender their esteemed land ownership to the people. Hell, they own people. The wealth of America came largely from land ownership or theft, depending on who you are and how you look at it. From the bottom to the top, from the top to the bottom, belly full or belly empty. You know what I'm talking about. National Geographic said communism is based on a goal of eliminating socioeconomic class struggles by creating a classless society in which everyone shares the benefits of labor. And the state controls all property and wealth. And the state controls all property and wealth. And the state controls all property and the wealth. Now, you're talking about all power to the people. You have flashes of that and communism and socialism if the state is a representative of the people. And same thing for socialism. Because you know it's going to be people administrating the laws, right? Okay, I'm running out of time. So I started looking up Russia. What is the big problem with Russia, the big communist country? What's the problem? They said that because Russia is a communist communist state, there should be If the state is truly representative of the people and controls all property and wealth, there should be no poverty in Russia, particularly if they have billionaires. There should be no disproportionate disparity between incomes either. The Jamestown Foundation found out that the country's homeless population both children and adults, has increased dramatically in the past 5 years. Out of the total population of 147.2 million, Russia's homeless now number no fewer than 1.5 million. That excludes the country's several million refugees and forced migrants, right? Neither the Russian state nor the public has the necessary finances and will to tackle the program. Neither the Russian state nor the public has the necessary finances and will to tackle. They don't even want to tackle this shit, right? It appears that Russia is not quite the socialist or communist country because the government does not control all property and wealth. Russia appears to be more similar to America than I thought. I bet these guys have a couple of homes and some extra cash. Billionaires in Russia. That 1, 2, 3, 4. They said we got 4 billionaires. Look, 29.1 billion. The Mordashov family. The Putin, Vladimir Putin, not the leader of Russia. 27 billion. Vladimir Lysin, 26.2 billion. Budget. Alek Perov, 24.9 million. There are 83 billionaires in Russia, according to Forbes. Yet neither the Russian state nor the public has the necessary finances and will to tackle the program. Billionaires by the numbers. The number of U.S. billionaires grew more than ninefold between 1990 and March 2020, leaping from 66 billionaires to 614 billionaires. It seems like capitalism exists in the communist state also. So much for the people or the state controlling all property and wealth. In Russia, some of those billionaires are real estate investors. If communism is a bad word, it appears to be not worse than capitalism in America's democracy in some respects. Oligarchs rule. That is the bottom line. An oligarch is a very rich business leader with a great deal of political influence, right? Vladimir Putin is net worth is $70 billion, according to Celebrity Net Worth. Capitalism is an economic and political system in which the country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state, right? So if the country's economic and political system and trade industry are controlled by private owners for profit, the people are at the mercy of those who control the economic and political system and trade. That sounds like an oligarchy, and it defeats the concept of voting, a democracy, or people rule, communism, or socialism. Again, oligarchs rule. Is the average or below average income earning citizen expected to believe that he can influence commerce and politics that impact on the wealthy? If that were true, Johnson & Johnson would have been afraid of the consequences of contaminating talcum powder with asbestos, not to mention the many other heinous transgressions some pharmaceutical companies have made, as the many lawsuits attest to. Mansfield would not have used asbestos in 1858. .com. Founded in 1858, John Mansfield was one of the first companies to manufacture products with asbestos. It has a long legacy of hiding asbestos dangers and has fought legal claims for decades. John Mansfield created a $2.5 billion trust in 1988 to compensate people exposed to its asbestos products. Top class action. Many people believe asbestos has been banned in the United States, but it is still legal to use and sell under certain circumstances. People working with and around these substances may not be aware asbestos is still being used in many industrial projects and have a higher risk of exposure to asbestos than others. They also may be more susceptible to diseases like asbestos, like mesothelioma, right? In 1989, the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, placed a ban on asbestos use, but that ban was later overturned by a federal court. It is often used in products that must withstand high friction, heat, or fire. The mineral can sometimes be found in brake pads, clutches, and certain types of gaskets. These guys don't appear to be afraid to harm you for profit. Johnson & Johnson does not appear to be the only corporation with that attitude. I'm just trying to give you a reality check if you think that your best interest is being represented in America. If it were true that the people control government, there would not be such great income disparity in America, and there would be no poverty, there would be no asbestos or mesothelioma. Mesothelioma death rate in the United States from 1999 to 2015 was around 8 deaths per million people, according to a 2017 report from the U.S. CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, right? During that time period, a total of 45,221 deaths from malignant mesothelioma were reported in the U.S. I counted about 240 products that were known to contain asbestos from the Simmons, Hanley, Conroy National Law Firm list. According to mesothelioma facts, the statistics for 2022, approximately 3,000 people are diagnosed with mesothelioma yearly. How many people died? Did the Africans on People's Socialist Party kill, plot to kill, kill for profit? What about make ill? Who the enemy is or isn't is determined by what lens you are viewing the world through, or if you have a lens at all. So what? They don't have the same hate or animosity that other Americans have for Russia or socialism. No one should be a fan of colonization and oppression of any people. At the end of the day, money talks and all that other ish walks. The capitalist beast is the most unforgiving, narcissistic animal on the planet. It's like Uncle Sam and his friends are allowed to rape and, in this case, murder. I guess 3,000 deaths yearly due to asbestos is considered collateral damage. Well, that's 3,000 people diagnosed with, miso. So from the Pew Research Center. And I see I'm running out of time here. So that's my question. I mean, my question is, like, we have people that are hurting us, that are actually doing things that hurt us, that kill us. But they're not viewed as the enemy. But here's the people that just want to, they want to be self-determined. They want to, since you don't want to do right by them, you don't want to do anything specifically for them. You want to keep putting hurdles in their way. Say, hey, look, we're going to do for self. And they're doing for self. And they're communicating with other people on the planet. Don't the United States diplomats go to Russia to talk? Don't they, U.S. corporations have businesses and are operating right now in Russia? Yes. So I'm running out of time. I'm going to have to close the show, y'all. But do your own research of who you think your enemy is. You think that this African People's Socialist Party is the enemy of the United States government? Because they want black people to unite around the world? Who's afraid of that? A democracy is a country in which power is held by elected representatives. Those representatives are supposed to represent the interests of the American people. They say everybody has a price. By definition, capitalism is in direct conflict with democracy. Government by the people, for the people, through elected representatives versus capitalism, a government or an economic and political system controlled by private owners for profit. That's an oligarchy. The private owners are not the owners of mom-and-pop stores, but the owners of natural and man-made resources necessary to survive and contribute to the increase of one's income and wealth. We got to start using our heads, y'all. Against the capitalist beast, true socialism is a charm. I found many similarities between what actually happens in America and Russia. America has fought two world wars on the same side as Russia, yet Russia is the enemy of America. America is the enemy of Russia. How can a guy from Russia be responsible for creating distrust among black Americans and government when that has always been the case? In fact, some white Americans distrust the government. And they're putting it on a white guy from Russia. So, as I said, I had to close. And you guys need to think about this here. Do your own research. Check it out, man. African People's Socialist Party. See what happened to them. Because it seems like every time black people try to come up, they try to bring them down, you know. Rollwood, Black Wall Street, Black Panthers, SNCC, all them groups, you know. And we got to eventually... Some of us have to unite in order to do something. And capitalism, you got to be, you can benefit from capitalism as an individual, but if you're not going to help the people, then you are part of the problem. You're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So if you have a lot, you should do a lot. And everybody should be working toward unity and seeing that everybody in this country gets what they need. That's the world gets what they need. So unite African people all over the world. Stop harming yourselves. Stop harming your brothers and sisters. Stop harming people, period. Be about your business, doing your work. Till next week, I want to thank everybody for listening in, downloading the show. We Talk Productions, Blog Talk Radio, Mr. Kenneth Jones, the creator. Again, my listeners, call us. Thank you very much. Until next week, peace out. Each one reach one. Each one teach one.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.